You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
So I guess it's no surprise that one of the things that everybody buzzed about over the Christmas break was the capper for the year of celebrity deaths with George Michael, Carrie Fisher, and Carrie Fisher's mom, Debbie Reynolds. And then that one of the dudes from MASH died, I guess, a couple of days ago. So that's all people have been able to post. I debated whether I should even say anything about this on the radio, because all I can possibly do is paint me as some sort of a jerk. But I have to speak for people who feel like I do, which is, since when did Facebook become nonstop celebrity, like, worship and or mourning?
It was Instagram too. It was like every one I scrolled through was a picture of Princess Leia, and I'm like, all right,
yeah, and
right,
George Michael,
okay,
and I was like, whoa. So apparently there was a lot of grief and a lot of mourning around
the
nation.
Probably people that you haven't thought about in 100 years. I hate to say, I was like, when is the last time you thought of George Michael for anything?
The thing that I didn't want to say.
Well, I'll say it. It's like come on. Now you're gushing over him?
Yeah, it's like any time that kind of, like, a singer dies, people who haven't purchased any of their music or listened to it in like 20-something years will be like, oh my God!
Wham!
Look, I'm not saying it's not sad. It's horrible.
It's very sad.
And he is
people
one of
are
my,
dead.
And I will say he's one of my favorite artist, just because
I saw a great picture of you on the interwebs standing next to George Michael
with my hair,
with your hair that was down to your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I took a screenshot, I'm not gonna lie. I saved it. It'll pop up somewhere.
I had this my former producer on this show, Leanne. She constantly is posting old 25 and 30 year old pictures of me.
Old photo.
From radio. This was from the 80s, so it's a picture of me in 1988, I want to say. With George Michael.
1980 mullet.
Yes. And I've got the long hair.
You look so tough. You're like, what?
Yeah,
standing
come on.
Next to George Michael.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I like Wham. What do you want to make of it? Yes. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I am going to hear from so many people.
Untag.
Yes, I did. I finally had to untag it. Because
you
I was
did?
Like, oh, I had to. Are you kidding? I started getting texts all day. Hey, I saw the picture with you and George Michael.
I almost just texted you your face from that photo.
God.
Like, oh.
My old fat face.
I didn't want to bring it up, but man, you were chubby.
God, I was 30 pounds heavier then than I am today.
Yeah.
And that
like
photo,
totally
I was
different
30
person.
Pounds heavier. So anyway, so thank you to Leanne, my former producer. I hate you, and I will always hate you. With Carrie Fisher, they said that they have already finished filming Star Wars 8.
Yeah.
So all of her parts in that are safe. But if she was going to be written into Star Wars number 9, they're not sure what they're going to do about that. Get a load of this. Disney took out a $50 million insurance policy with Lloyd's of London in case Carrie Fisher wasn't able to fulfill her obligations.
Well,
they took out an insurance policy on her, and then she died of a heart attack.
Wow.
Must have known something we didn't.
Whoa. So there's that.
I'll tell you, over the break, I felt like I was going to die because the entire family got that norovirus that's going around, and it's everywhere. And I really didn't, you know, pay too much attention to it until we got it. They were shutting schools down in Denver, and it started with Reed, and he came home one night after spending some time with my parents and just started throwing up everywhere. So I immediately texted my mom, like, how much candy did Reed eat? You know, what did you feed him?
You blamed your mom.
I blamed my mom because he spent the day with her and then came home, and you know how grandparents are. They shove them full of cotton candy and whatever, Mountain Dew. And and it turns out, I mean, he threw up for 5-6 days straight.
Isn't it that thing where, as a parent, you wonder where any more of that could even come from?
Yes, like there was still so much coming out. I'm like, what?
It's like, what are they tapping into? There can't be anything left to puke up.
And we did easily 30 loads of laundry, and I had to clean carpets and sheets multiple times. It was nasty stuff. And then little Lila got it, and she gives zero warning when she's going to throw up. And you guys probably saw the photo I posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
I was holding her, and she just turns to me and just goes, blap. And it was just like everywhere. There was no, it was just straight on barf town. So she ended up getting it, and then I got it. So I was throwing up, and then Nicole ended up getting it. So we have been sick in my house for 2 weeks straight. I'm still not 100% right now. I just feel tired, you know, it just wears you out.
Are you still contagious? I haven't even thought about
that. No, I'm not
that.
Contagious anymore. I mean,
how
it's
do
been
know?
So long. The doctors have said that we're not contagious
anymore.
But you can get it anywhere. It's so prevalent right now around the city. I mean, you can get it at the grocery store or
let me do some hand sanitizer.
You might want to put a little Lysol in your mouth right now. It's bad. It's bad stuff. I've never felt that way.
You got to know your toilet really well, didn't you?
Seriously, like there was an afternoon where I just laid in the bathroom on the floor.
Aww.
Nicole's like, "Do I? You want a blanket? Do you need a pillow or anything?" I'm like, "No, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone."
That's when you know it's true love, right there.
We have had so much illness. I actually wrote about this in last month's Colorado Parent. We've had croup, hand, foot, and mouth disease, tonsillitis. Reed had an eye cyst. We've had inflamed eczema. Various colds, and now the norovirus.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, this is, you know, I'm not one of those who does the whole universe thing, but this is the universe striking back at you for all these years of being a germaphobe and being so terrified at all times and sterilizing everything in your life.
Nothing
works. The universe saved it all up just to throw a big spitball your way.
Yeah. It's nasty.
To just knock you guys out.
Yeah, I went years and years without being sick, and as soon as we had kids, oh my
gosh.
That's it. That's it. Down for the count. So
I forgot about the foot and mouth disease.
Yeah,
I forgot you had
and then
that.
I got that, too. And then I had shingles, too, so I'm a mess. It's a good thing I'm married. Nobody would ever want to date me.
More true than funny.